This is Twit.
Sources at The Verge say Microsoft will hold its annual fall Surface event in London this year. Here to talk to us about what we might see at the event is Brad Sams, podcaster and executive editor at Petri.com and Throt.com. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So a new Surface Book, a new Surface Pro LTE model. What do you think we're going to see?
So if we take a step back here, this was very interesting because Microsoft typically doesn't announce things this way. And I almost wonder if this was completely accidental or if we're not getting the whole story, because the reason why I say that is last time Microsoft launched new hardware that was not in the U.S. was the Surface Pro, which they did in China. They told us, the press, 10 to 14 days before that event. And here we are, Microsoft letting out of the bag that they're going to have a Surface event in 6 to 7 weeks. That doesn't really align with their typical go-to-market type strategies for these types of things. So there's a couple thoughts here. What are they going to announce? You know, there's a lot of things up in the air. A refresh. The Surface Book is very long in the tooth at this point. It's still running Skylake. Intel's got some new stuff. So it very much seems like we're going to see a spec bump there. We could see a spec bump across the Surface Studio as well. But on the other side of the coin, there could also still be a New York event. Typically, when Microsoft launches new stuff, especially Surface stuff, they like to do it out of New York for it's very easy for the press to get through. There's a lot of people there. They get a lot of good stuff. And the thing where The Verge is talking about here, which I fully believe them, that Panos is going to be at that event. Microsoft, I believe, has done every year for the past couple of years. It's called a Decoded event, and where there's just high publicity speakers, and they come in, you know, and they talk about their wares. And so I almost wonder if it's still possible that Microsoft would do an event earlier in October or sometime in October, and then they'd have more of like an international event later in the month at this Decoded event. So this just seems very out of the usual for what Microsoft typically does for a hardware release.
Maybe they just wanted, you know, Apple was getting all this attention about their event. Maybe they were like, we have an event too.
Yeah, I mean, they very much could. I don't know why Microsoft would feel they would need to do that. They typically haven't done that in the past. And let's be just really candid. They're not going to get any sort of big press wave out of it compared to what Apple does during their events. And so when this first came across the wire, I was talking to some companions, and I honestly said, I think Microsoft's press just screwed up. I think that this was not supposed to go out in this way. I don't think that they intended for this to happen. And yet here we are, where they've confirmed that there's going to be a Surface launch or some sort of event in London at the end of October. And they only told one outlet to get that news out. Just, it doesn't feel like, I don't know of any other company that would do anything like that. So
what do you think about the Surface Studio? The Surface Studio was announced last year at this fall event, right? So it was almost a year ago. And you said maybe we'll see an upgrade in the hardware. I mean, do you think there's going to be a new Surface Studio?
So there's actually one sitting right behind me. I don't think that they would change up the body style in any capacity. While it is a very good machine, if you go look at any of the reviews, when the thing launched, it still has an old-fashioned hard drive. Granted, it is a hybrid drive, but it still has a spinning platter in it. And there's also no Thunderbolt in there either for those high-end devices that creators really demand for external storage. And the graphics chip is actually a little bit dated as well. Even when this thing launched, it's still running the older generation, not what NVIDIA has out at the moment. So what I could see them doing is saying, hey, you know what? We're going to put all solid state in there. We're going to bump the video card and then just call it a day. And they could do very similar things on the Surface Book line as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the Surface Book line because, I mean, obviously that seems ripe for some sort of an announcement at this point. Are there any rumors kind of bubbling up about a Surface Book that you think we're probably going to see at this point?
No, to be honest. So if you would ask me this question maybe in February, it was a little bit dicey. Earlier this year, there were a lot of rumors that Microsoft was going to get rid of that gap in the Surface Book, if you're familiar with that teardrop shape. Mm-hmm. And then those rumors said, hey, Microsoft's going to get rid of that in their next generation Surface Book. And then the Surface laptop launched and looks like an exact laptop, right? There's no gap. And so I suspect that those rumors were getting crossed. And people saying, oh, yeah, they're coming out with a new laptop. And people are thinking that was Surface Book. I honestly, all that I've heard is that they're just going to do a spec bump at this time. It wouldn't surprise me if they potentially try to introduce some color options. Their burgundy Surface laptop has been selling out almost 2-to-1 over some other variants. And then the blue one is also selling well compared to just the standard silver. So it wouldn't surprise me to see them kind of explore those options. And it also, I'm also kind of hearing along some lines that this is going to be more of an ultra premium device. If you go to Microsoft right now with $1,500, you can buy a Surface laptop, you can buy a Surface Pro, or you can buy a Surface Book. There's too many essentially laptops at a certain price point. And it doesn't really make sense, in my opinion, for Microsoft to launch a Surface Book that doesn't have a dedicated GPU, which is currently what's residing in those lower price points.
So the burgundy and the blue, those are the ones with the Alcantara on them, right?
Yes. Yep.
Do you think that they're going to continue using that on new devices?
That's a very good question. One of the things that we were kind of surprised is that the Surface Pro doesn't come in any color options either. And maybe that's just their differentiator. I don't think they're going to put the Alcantara on a Surface Book Pro or Surface Book. I kind of hope that they don't. There's a lot of mixed opinions about whether or not people love it or don't like it. And the jury's still out about long-term whether or not this material is actually going to hold up. And so I hope that at the higher price points, they retain just the kind of that bare metal finish.
And then what about, I get a little confused because I hear every once in a while about this Andromeda project, and it reminds me of, you know, I'm so entrenched in the Android world. There was for a while an Andromeda project in Android that seemed to fizzle and die out. But apparently Microsoft is, rumors are that Microsoft's working on an Andromeda project as well, piece of hardware. Tell us a little bit about that. And do you think maybe we'll see something like that? Like, are there any hints pointing to that finally seeing the light of day?
Yeah, so what a lot of people refer to as Andromeda as the Surface phone. And so I've heard, this is like deep in the skunk work world of Microsoft. I've heard many different things, that it's not just a candy bar style like display. Also that Alex Kipman, who worked on the HoloLens and Kinect, is also working on the display technology that is going to be in this device. I'm also hearing that it's going to be more expensive and that it's not intended to be a mass market product. Essentially, what this means, in my opinion, is that they're going to have some sort of Surface mobile device that is probably what they envision as a small computing form factor that maybe uses Continuum for larger display. Will that device show its face here this fall? I'm not hearing that. The last I heard was 2018 at the earliest.
Oh, wow.
And anything is obviously subject to change inside of the world of Microsoft, but I am not expecting to see that device currently this fall, unless they, you know, they pull it out of their hat like they did HoloLens.
Yeah, right.
Do you think that we will see a Surface phone in the fall or ever?
So that's this fall, definitely not. Microsoft just basically got done spending $10 billion, and that's probably even on the short side, on their Windows Mobile strategy. They are in no rush to get back into the mobile hardware space until they think they've got something that will at least sell in some capacity that they can at least try to break even on. They are not going to put out a phone at this point just to have a phone out. They are done. They've washed their hands of that, and they're trying to build something that is truly different than just, say, another candy bar style phone with a different OS that has no apps.